Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. The European Union is calling for the Palestinians to stop firing rockets towards Israel. That's the headline. John Rood will join me at this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The European Union spokesperson came out and said that the rockets being fired towards Israel must be stopped.
This statement that the EU is calling for a de-escalation of the military cross-border action, it's actually come out of what is the European Union Diplomatic Service, which is the European External Action Service is the name of it. These are actually the diplomats appointed by the European Union. There is a voice of sense that can come out of there. The purpose of de-escalation is that we have the attacks are coming from Gaza, for example, and it's indiscriminate attacks, and then Israel will retaliate on terrorist targets that are very clear, tunnel, terrorist cells, etc. The EU keeps its stand that there's only a political solution that can put the end to the violence. Ultimately, they're looking for two states.
John Rood with the details about the European Union's warning to the Palestinians to quit firing rockets at Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. John Rood covers the European Union for us here on Prophecy Today, having lived in Brussels for over 30 years. John knows the landscape there, and he knows that these European Union member states seem to be the real estate that will be referred to as the revived Roman Empire. That's why we cover the economic, political, governmental system represented by the European Union, which the prophetic passages in the book written by the ancient Jewish prophet Daniel lay out as the end-time scenario for the European Union today. Daniel chapter 7 begins with the revived Roman Empire, which is going to be used of God to set his will in place. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7 describes the old Roman Empire. The European Union is today the infrastructure for the revival of that empire, according to Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. This prophetic passage actually foretells the revived Roman Empire. This end-time political power will bring forth the structure which brings into place the Antichrist. That's Daniel 7, verse 8, referred to as the little horn. This revived Roman Empire plays a key worldwide role in the future tribulation period. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12. The European Union today setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled tomorrow. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...